This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It's a name that for the most of the Western world will not roll off the tongue, but assuredly in the time to come will be as familiar as Ashraf Ghani, Hamid Karzai. The Taliban have named Mullah Hassan Akhund, an associate of the movement's late founder Mullah Omar, as the head of Afghanistan's new government today, with Mullah Abul Ghani Baradar, the head of the movement's political office, as deputy. The Taliban announced their new cabinet just hours ago. Sarahuddin Haqqani, he is the son of the founder of the Haqqani Network, designated as a terrorist organization by the United States, will be the new interior minister. The Taliban's main spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, made the announcement at a news conference in Kabul. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that the Taliban had been reminded in recent hours that the international community is holding the group to its commitment to let anyone with valid travel papers leave Afghanistan if they choose. Speaking during a visit to Qatar, Blinken said the number of U.S. citizens, including dual nations believed to still be in Afghanistan, is about 100. He said in the past 24 hours, the Taliban has upheld its commitment in the case of a family of four Americans who had safely left Afghanistan using an overland route. A senior State Department official said Monday that the Taliban was aware of the crossing without specifying which country the Americans entered. Survivors of Islamic Group's 2015 attack on Paris and those who mourn the 130 people killed that night are bracing for a long-awaited trial that starts this week in Paris. A cell of nine Islamic State militants armed with automatic rifles left a trail of dead on November the